All right, good morning. All right, so pardon that slight delay. Okay, here we are. Here we go. Welcome to a wonderful day. Welcome to a wonderful, wonderful morning. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So here we are in episode 10. It gets exciting. So today I'll be jumping right in, and then we will look at something exceptionally beautiful, exceptionally, you know, just awesome. Praise God. So we'll quickly get back to Matthew 12. I said yesterday we're going to do that. So Matthew chapter 12. I believe you're getting used to Matthew 12 right now. You know, I believe that, you know, you're loving the principle that it teaches us. So we'll do Matthew 12, 13. And from there, we, you know, look at something colorful. So we're learning how to set the time, how to appropriate, you know, faith, how to. And like I said, no matter what it is we're dealing with, all right, this helps us. So Matthew 12, 33, Jesus is speaking here. And he said, either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else you make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by its fruit. Either make the tree good, either make. And we've said that this shows that it's our own responsibility, all right? You know, but you're like, oh, but God is the one that will do it. God says, you do it. You know, I know we go to the book of Isaiah and we see that, yes, God makes a road in the wilderness, and he does. Okay, but Joshua chapter 1, God says, you can now learn also how to make your own way prosperous. You could learn how to make your way prosperous, because the same way God is a way maker, you are a way maker, all right? Please get this. The same way God is a way maker, now you are not a way maker taking God's own place. No, God being the way maker in his sovereignty has now made you a waymaker. Did you get that now? God being a waymaker in his sovereignty, you know, has made you a waymaker. It's just like when we sing, what do we sing now? You move mountains, you cause walls to fall, You move mountains, you cause walls to fall. And yes, I mean, God is the ultimate power. He has it and he is it, if I could say that way. God is awesome, all right? However, Mark 11, you know, 23, and then Matthew 17, teaching us about faith, you know, tell us we could move things by faith. We could shift things, you know, by faith. So we could move mountains. Mark 11, 23 talks to us about it. So guys, so while we know that, okay, God moves things, God in his own sovereignty and with his own power says, you can move stuff too. You can move stuff. You can move stuff. Anybody getting what I'm saying now? Yeah. So this is very, very vital, and I needed to have that in mind. So back to Matthew 12 and 33. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, you know, because very many times you could say, but God, I mean, I didn't get myself to this level. And you know, that's true. You basically might be where you are today because of certain things, you know, certain background effect and all of that. But you've come to where you are full of knowledge and currently an adult. All right. So that means you can now reprogram. You can now redirect you can. Right. Romans 12 and verse 2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. It puts it on you. You know, so sometimes when we sing songs and say, oh, God, do this for me. Oh, God, change my mind. Oh, God. Yeah, God could, you know, in the place of you fellowshipping with him, or, you know, whether consciously or not, he could send verses, he could send songs, he could send things, you know, to you, but you have to take them. I remember, was it last week's, one of last week's discussions we had, I said the first thought that comes to you is not always yours, right? Because the devil has used this to defeat a whole lot of people. You know, you think it, funny, you know, horrible thought, and the devil goes, how could you have thought that? And you call yourself a Christian. All right. And interesting, you just might never have had to think of that on your own. It was suggested. It was suggested. Okay, well, why did Eve disobey God? It was a suggestion. How come Jesus was being told to do stuff against God's word? It was, they were suggestions, they were thoughts, they come. All right. And then meet, you know, so the devil uses it, all right. You know. Push your friend to the road. I now feel, can you imagine? I'm beginning to think bad things. God forgive me, God forgive me. No, when those kinds of thoughts come, you say, come on, get out of here. Or just ignore it. I mean, hey, you know, because it's not your thought. You know, Matthew 6, Jesus said, take no thought, saying, so when the thoughts come, don't take them. You didn't get it that way. Take no thought, saying, don't develop it. Don't, all right? You might not be able to stop, you know, a bird from flying over your head, but it can stop a bird from building a nest in your head. So the thought, it flew by. Don't say, ha, can you imagine what I just thought now? Don't discuss it. It's funny. Maybe I shouldn't even say it. Don't discuss it. All right? The thought will die unborn. Don't discuss it. Anybody get in there? You know, sometimes we're too quick to want to say things. Oh, dear Lord. Don't discuss it. You understand that? Let the thought die. Let it die there. All right. Don't discuss it and don't brood on it. Don't take it. Don't. You know. Don't hatch it as an egg. Let it just die. Did you get that? So the devil uses thoughts, but God also speaks thoughts, and you know. So people now think, oh, they are the ones thinking bad thoughts, and then the devil could suggest it. Even your own renewed mind could play a funny thought to you, and then you knock it off. But same way, God also speaks to us, and then it could come to us as thoughts. So many people miss it also sometimes when God is speaking, because they feel like, I think that was just me. I was just thinking about it. But check the thought out, because Bible says, think on these things in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. Think on these things, all right? If it's lovely, if it's good, you know, if it's praiseworthy, hey, if it's pure, think about it. So God comes with thoughts, all right? If you remember Isaiah 55, all right, God says, my ways are not your ways, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Did you get that? My ways are not your ways, my thoughts are not your thoughts. You get that? Jeremiah 29, 11, I know the thoughts I think towards you. So God has thoughts. Did you get that? God has thoughts, okay? So God thinks thoughts. So God communicates his thoughts, his ideas, all right? He sends them to you. And then you begin to think that way, all right? You know, you begin to, oh, and this thought dropped into my heart when I was, you know, washing dishes, when I was, you know, when I just woke up, this dropped in. This thought just came to me, you know. You follow it, you know, and then check it out. Oh, I think God is sending me a signal on something, you know, because sometimes, you know, in the bit to hear from God, some of us really wait for that authoritative voice, you know. That very loud booming, you know, and I'm not sure if many of us really hear that. Quite rare, you know, really like very, very, very rare, you know, and then even that, you know, the strong one that comes in your heart, oh, God spoke, and then your whole body vibrates. It's rare, you know. The Bible says the Spirit bears witness with our spirit, Romans 8:16. The Spirit bears witness with our spirit that, you know, we're sons of God. The same Spirit that will bear witness with your spirit that you're born again bears witness with the direction you will take. It's a witness, a confirmation somewhere deep within, right? But yeah, because you now maybe know more about, you know, that was my spirit, you know, I picked it, you know, and all. But it could just drop like, this thought. Let me follow this rabbit trail. Let me pray about this thing a little bit. I get in that. All right. So I went through all of that to establish, all right, the place of thoughts, importance of thoughts, all right, negative, positive thoughts and all of that. You could build this a lot more on your own, okay? But back to 33, either make the tree good, all right? So you have a responsibility now. What thoughts you entertain, what pictures you allow yourself to keep seeing, what you either make the tree good and its fruit good, or you make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by its fruit. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or you make the tree. So I can recreate this tree. Okay, so maybe you're coming from a place where there's been challenges on finances, on income, on everything. You could redirect. You can turn the fruit this tree bears to a prosperity fruit. All right, you could turn the fruit to prosperity. How? You're gonna get the principle. We've been dealing with it, but you know. So you make the tree good, and then the fruit good. So you redirect. You change the tree. So maybe this tree is always a sick, fall ill regularly, you know, any little thing, allergies, you know, asthma and ulcer and all of that. You can, you know, alter the DNA of the tree. Watch that. Either make the tree a whole tree. It didn't say plant another one. So the tree exists. Make it good. So you can make the tree good and its fruit good, or you make the tree corrupt. You know, we always talk about good girl gone bad, good boy gone bad, you know, and all that. It's, you know, the person starts allowing negative thoughts, negative influences, negative this, negative that, negative here, negative there. All right? You know, and that happens. How do, you know, good people, you know, do bad things? Is you start allowing bad thoughts. You know, and they say, and that sister, she's so committed in church. I didn't even know she could ever even have to steal money from her place of work. How? She entertained the thoughts. All right? And she could still be the committed lady in the choir. She's all that. But she, at one area of her life, started making her tree corrupt. And the thing she entertained started influencing the tree. You get that? Oh, that brother. Oh, that brother, he's so good, the brother. I didn't think he could just now just lie and lie and lie and lie and lie. Oh, my God, how did a good brother become like that? He made the tree. He entertained it. He made the tree. All right? And then we could reprogram. You know, same thing happens when we yield ourselves to lust. All right? A little thought. A little here, a little there. You know, so we start. And the same way we yield to it, we can reprogram it. The same way we yield to fear, when we entertain fear, then we turn our tree to fearful trees. All right? You could rearrange it. You could move your tree from a fearful tree to that faith-filled tree that bears fruit of faith. Are you getting me now? Either make the tree. You make the tree. So look at yourself. Take a minute. Please take a minute. Look at you. Do you want to keep bearing fruit of insecurity? Do you want to keep bearing fruit of aggression? Do you want to keep bearing fruit, you know, of lust? You know, do you want to keep bearing fruit? You know, take a look at yourself, please. Take a look at yourself. What kind of tree are you becoming? Ain't nobody likes me. Everybody fighting me. You could rework the tree. Yeah, but I'm not the one affecting the way they are. Listen, when a man's ways pleases the Lord, even his enemies will be at peace with him. All right, those that want to fight you. But you can stay on the fact that greater is the love of God in you than the hatred in them. And watch how that works. All right, Bible says, you know, in Romans chapter 12, do not be overcome. Do not let evil overcome good, but overcome evil with good. It means you can conquer. You conquer negative behaviors. You conquer negative reactions. So you kind of, you know, keep saying, they didn't greet me. I don't get it. All right? Don't overcome good with evil, but overcome evil with good. Are you getting this? So you own the tree. All right? Let your presence can be welcoming. All right? Those have a period of rolling with you, you know, living around you, you know, being with you, working with you, you know, they could just always just love you. You can recreate your tree. You can. Are you getting that now? All right? So I've spent a lot of time to help us there. So I can turn the tree to a prosperity tree. I can turn the tree to a healthy tree. I can turn the tree to a fruitful tree, fruitful in every area. I can turn the tree to a wisdom tree. I can. And that's the work in progress that we all are supposed to be on. Work on this tree of yours. Or if it's the garden concept, work on your garden. You don't come and say, oh my goodness, see weeds everywhere. Weeds come upon our garden and they grow because we keep allowing negative thoughts, negative pictures, negative ideas to find root, and then they grow. You uproot them. How? Paul says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing to captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Three areas there. Casting down, number one, imaginations. All right? We learned about imaginations. There's a negative ones that want to build, pull them down. How? In the name of Jesus, I resist that thought. Or you just say, no. No, don't just fight thought for thought, all right? Just inside your mind. All right? Use words also to counter thoughts. Use words to counter thoughts. No. All right? Switch your mind off it. So, casting down, number one, imaginations. All right? Bringing to captivity every thought, all right? You know, to the obedience of Christ. Okay, that'll be the third one now. All right, and every knowledge, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge. So imaginations, knowledge, and thought. Anything that goes contrary to God's will, God's plan. You just are having thoughts of, am I die soon? What kind of thought is that? Knock it out. And you have enough verses in the Bible to knock it out with. Knock it out. Don't entertain it. Knock it out. Because while, you know, you receive seed from God's word, there are weeds that will come, all right, from your unrenewed mind. Weeds will come from society. Weeds will come. If you remember the parable of the sower, Jesus clearly told us about four categories. The ones by the wayside, these were the ones that did not understand the word that was taught. They didn't get it, all right? They didn't understand it, all right? Matthew 13 teaches us that, because Matthew 13 deals with the parable of the sower just as Mark does. So Matthew 13 now explains, you know, and says, oh, these are the ones that were by the wayside because they did not understand the word that was sown, you know, and it just puts the word understand. Matthew 13:19 now, it says, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then comes the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in his heart. All right? That is he which receives seed by the wayside, when the person does not understand the word. So not understanding the word allows us to lose it. So that's why when you hear a teaching, endeavor to get what you are saying. If not, it's you lose it. Now, God's word is incorruptible seed, okay? So if you go back to it 5 weeks' time, 10 years' time, and you sit with it, it comes alive. God's word never dies. But your own understanding, as at the point you heard it and you didn't get it, you know, allows you lose your ability to let it work right there. You get that? You know, but Jesus thought of us as a second category. They did not have depth of earth. They were on the stony ground. So it grew a little bit. Oh, let me meditate. By stress I'm healed. One day, 2 days. Ah, this pain is too much. Let me meditate. I am fruitful. Then maybe monthly circle. You know, I've seen blood. Oh God, I'm starting all over again. So, you know, because there's no depth. Oh, I'm prosperous. Oh, and three people said they will send you money. Ah, glory to God. You know, one business deal is falling through. Glory to God. And maybe 3 days later, It's not happening again, not happening again, not happening again, not happening again. Ah, it's not working. Let me, you know, no. Irrespective of situations and circumstances, all right? That's how you live. Whether health, whether, you know, you stay with the word, because affliction will arise for the sake. Challenges will come. You remain immovable. And the only way to do that, that's why you're learning meditation. You stay. If not, you'll be swinging. You'll be swinging. Turn, you know, every field, every garden, all right, has weeds coming there. Uproot the weeds. You don't cry when you see weeds. So the thing not happening the way you want it to happen is a weed. A funny thought happening is a weed. All these are just weeds, all right? You go to your farm the next day, you uproot the weeds. Why? Because the weeds will contest, and that's the category 4. All right? I mean, category 3, forgive me. You know, category 3 are the ones that were sown among thorns. And then it grew, but the thorns choked it. And in this case, the thorns, the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, the lust for other things. You know, remember how that the more money maybe you started having, the less you wanted to use your faith. All right, when you start having health insurance, you know, and all of that, the less you want to use your faith for healing, or even the more, oh, quickly just go to the hospital, there's no point, just common sense, it's common sense. You know, and then you don't know that you're losing your edge on the supernatural. It's not as strong. So what you have left is mental assent. You agree that God heals. You know he heals. You speak confessions over healing and everything. But your faith is, you know, just getting silent. Your faith is becoming silent. So you have to knock out weeds, all right? So back to Matthew 12. Matthew 12, 35. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure. So we've learned a lot of it from the tree part. So same here. What treasures are you putting in your heart? Oh, I'm filled with the wisdom of God. I'm filled with the wisdom of God. I'm filled. I mean, whatever it is you put in your heart, I appreciate maybe saying it from the Colossians chapter 1 verse 9, you know, version, or, you know, way. I'm filled with the knowledge of God's will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. I work worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, fruitful in every good work. I'm increasing the knowledge of God. I mean, you say that to yourself. You're planting it. You're watering it. You might still make like 3 more dumb decisions, but keep saying it. You're planting. Whoever plants today doesn't get a harvest today, but he knows he'll get a harvest. That's why you're not moved by the weeds, by the, oh, it didn't happen well. It didn't think go. You're not moved by those weeds. You're not moved by those weeds. Are you getting this? You're not moved by those weeds. Okay? So a good man, and that's you, all right? Out of the good treasure of your heart, you bring forth good things. That's you. A good woman, a good lady, a good brother. Out of the good treasure of your heart. So your job is to remind yourself that the treasure in the heart is not automatically stored up there. The treasure in the heart is intentionally stored up. The treasure in the heart. The treasure in the heart is intentionally stored up. Is that okay? All right. So don't forget Matthew 13. But Matthew 13 says, you know, which we looked at. But I want to quickly skip and then, you know, start rounding this up. Officially, it's 7:30 here. Time up, but we've not hit our 30-minute mark. So just allow me, you know, we began a bit late. So just kick off. So Matthew 13:15. For these people's heart is waxed gross. Their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed. Once again, these people's heart is waxed gross. Their ears are dull of hearing. Their eyes they have closed. 3 areas now. The heart, please notice. The ears, all right? The eyes. These people's eyes have waxed gross. Their ears are dull of hearing. Their eyes they have closed. Less at any time, using King James now. Anytime, less at any time, they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their heart. And I told us yesterday, all right, that the mouth is somewhere in there, because what you say, you hear. So in case there's nobody around you to say to you, you say to yourself, all right, you are the prophet, you are the core voicing agent of God's word to your own self, all right. So you see the eyes, you see the ears, you invariably, we can pull out the mouth. These are the gates to the heart. So if you want something to get to your heart, you use your gate, your eye gate, your ear gate, your mouth gate. And takes us to Proverbs 4:22. My son, attend to my words, incline your ear to what I say. Let not depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, you meditate therein. So meditation already covers ears, covers eyes, covers. Are you getting this now, please? All right. So Jesus in Matthew 13:15 says, all right, and then they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and be converted. I told you yesterday, I said that's the gusher. Once you hit that gusher in the place of meditation about health, about you know, that, whew, glory to God, glory to God. Bible calls it, in Abraham's case, was fully persuaded. Okay, so we'll deal with that a bit tomorrow, but I want to mention Abraham as we prepare to close today. All right, now, how did God finally help Abraham, all right, to have faith, to get a child? God changed Abraham's name. That was the final straw. God changed his name. So he moved his name from Abram to Abraham. Words are pictures. Word, if I say blue, what now? What car might we all just know? Okay, maybe a blue Toyota Camry, all right? Now, everybody might say not a picture. But anyway, a picture came to your mind. You didn't think of B-L-U-E, you know, Toyota, T-O-Y-O-T-A. You had a picture come to you, all right? So words are pictures. So he changed his name from Abram to Abraham, father of many nations. So, and everybody's calling him in the household, he's correcting everybody and saying, this is my new name. He's hearing it. He's saying it. He's picturing it. God had to rework his system. All right, God genetically altered his code, and a baby came out of that. Please understand, we'll look into that tomorrow. All right, and then from next week, we'll run Monday through Fridays alone. Monday through Friday, all right, Saturdays, you could use them for reflection, go over that. All right, Monday through Friday from next week. Please follow, you could kindly subscribe, follow. It allows you to get notifications. And then get used to just follow, so that, you know, we're together. You understand what I'm saying? So we're together. You know, praise God. So one announcement is, from next week, we will do Mondays to Fridays alone from next week. So no Saturday anymore. And of course, there hasn't been Sunday, Monday through Friday. Number two, please follow. And then, please, good news. Okay, so we will be having Influence of the Spirit weekly, all right? Influence of the Spirit weekly, all right? We usually have the on-site monthly meeting. Last month, we had the special, okay? Live, you know, viewing, you know, streaming, rather, of the Influence of the Spirit. So now it's Influence of the Spirit weekly. And this, all right, is you now getting 45 minutes of word. Pure teaching on a weekly basis. It's 5 p.m. All right. So I believe we should be able to stream here, but we will be on YouTube, and then we will also be on Instagram. All right. Influence of the Spirit weekly, every week. All right. We also still have the Influence of the Spirit video podcast, a 3-minute video on YouTube, on Instagram, and then on Facebook. So please just follow, please, on social media, all right? Larry Rex Onosian, please follow on social media. Subscribe, all right, please, to our YouTube channel, Larry Rex Onosian, all right? Larry Rex Onosian, all right? Subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow on Facebook, and then follow, please, on Instagram, and then LarryRexOnosian.com, please, our website. We're loading it up. We're putting a whole lot of stuff up there for you. So keep visiting. If you visit today, come back again like Tuesday, Wednesday. There'll be like new messages. There'll be something. We're working. We're putting up stuff for you. And then it gives you access. You could know a lot more about the ministry, have questions. You could just reach out to us, send us an email. You know, it's the website. So it allows you, you know, all of that. So please, as we close this morning, you are the good man. Please intentionally keep filling up good treasures in your heart. Weed off the evil things that might want to put treasures in your heart. You are the good man. Keep putting the treasures. Keep fighting the good fight. Keep doing all you've got to do, because you have the power and the, you know, right by God to make your tree good. I'm here to keep supporting, to keep cheering you on. I'm your regular host of the Morning Faith Boost. Keep winning. Have a glorious, glorious day. See you tomorrow.